Yes Africa Frauenforum Podcast.
Now you'll wonder, what is this work with the women that keeps Rosemary far away from husband, house and children for most of the year? Hear Abigail Muleya, Rosemary's junior colleague in Binga, about Zubo's All-Women Fishery Cooperative.
Abigail beschreibt die Arbeit von Zubo Trust mit den Frauen im ländlichen Binga, spricht über eines von Zubos Economic Empowerment Projekten, die erste und einzige von Frauen geführte Fischerkooperative auf dem Karibersee.
Zubo. It's not an abbreviation.
Zubo ist keine Abkürzung.
It's a Tonga name, which means a fishing basket.
Es bedeutet Fischkorb auf Tonga.
Back when Zambezi was still a stream, the women used to make those baskets.
Then als der Zambezi hier noch ein Fluss war,
and holding their baskets, bending down,
gingen die Frauen in Gruppen zum Fischen.
Comes along the ways, they move upstream.
Mit diesen Körben zogen sie stromaufwärts durch den Fluss.
Now you could not do this on your own.
Sie sangen während der Arbeit.
You needed to be a team. Now in the process they sang songs of joy. Each time they had good catches. They discussed about
sich über Probleme aus.
So it's a concept that's being passed on and on.
Teamarbeit unter Frauen ist noch immer Tradition.
It gets to us and we are going to pass it on to the other generation.
Und wir werden diese Erbe an die nächste Generation weitergeben.
The moment the Kariba Dam was constructed, then it became a lake.
Als der Fluss zum See aufgestaut wurde, verloren diese Frauen ihre Arbeit und ihre Rollen.
Sort of prohibited women from doing their roles. It was now a male-only industry. It was only men who
die Fischindustrie ist heute Domäne der Männer.
No woman. So to us, it's an achievement that we managed to break that barrier, and we now have a women-only.
Deshalb ist die Leistung unserer Frauenkoop auf dem See so bedeutsam für uns.
Hier ist Yes Africa, Frauenforum Podcast.
Gloria, you have a lot of notes, so you have a lot to say, I guess.
This is really, really interesting, you know. When we were talking this morning, I pinched Chipu and I said, hey, she's so quiet. I was looking at her. I was thinking she's so humble. And you said something now that your husband has been your pillar. They said behind every successful man, there is a woman. But now it's the other way around. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really wonderful. You have really tried so much. Nobody will even know you skilled in London, you know. I begin to think, I say, how did you get to bring out these women? That is where I really want to know, because here, bringing out our own women here is not an easy thing, you know, to do. How did you get
Wie
to
hat
bring
Zubo
them
es geschafft,
out and,
die Frauen aus ihren know, häuslichen Pflichten heraus und zusammenzubringen?
They don't know what you're about to do, oder? When you gathered them or so. But today is a success. So how did you get to bring them out from their places, you know, to start the whole thing?
Wow, that's interesting, my sister. Yeah, it's not an easy. It was not also an easy task, but maybe again I'll continue using the word privilege. People know me in Binga. I've been Binga is a very small town.
Binga ist klein. Very big. Die Frauen kennen mich.
And like I said,
sie wissen von meiner Ausbildung.
The time I went to school, most girls were not going to school, so it's easy to identify. You become someone known because of maybe your achievements.
So war es einfach,
so that has
sie
been
zusammen.
My entry point. And also, apart from that, you realize that most women have been longing to have this space where they can also meet and do different activities on their own. So the women I'm working with are women I grew up with.
Viele hatten auch schon dieses Verlangen, als Frauen auf eigenen Füßen zu stehen.
I did my secondary. So it was so easy for them because they respect me, they know me, and they had also this passion, like I indicated, to say as a role model. they really see more in me and also
die Frauen respektieren mich. So the women, sie und ihre Töchter sehen mich als ein Vorbild.
Women from Binga, and the good part of maybe I also want to share with you was, which was interesting when we started, because we started by making awareness to the men.
Männer für die Belange der Frauen sensibilisieren. Damit haben wir angefangen.
So the initial research we're asking men why we have women in the private and not in the public.
Warum sind die Frauen nicht in der Öffentlichkeit? Fragten wir.
It's taboo. I can't allow my wife to be in
the public. Ich kann das nicht erlauben, sagten die Männer.
Some will say, okay, my wife will be there, but come time when for discussion, the women will be all quiet. Then you ask again the men. But why are women not speaking? Then they'll say,
warum sagen die Frauen nichts? Fragten wir.
The woman to speak. So the women were there like the first
bis ich das Wort erteile, so war die Antwort.
As long as the husband is there, she's scared that at home she'll be beaten up because
in unseren ersten Treffen haben die Frauen kaum etwas gesagt.
But it was a process.
Sie fürchteten die Sanktionen zu Hause.
That at the end of the day, the men themselves, they started seeing the need for the women.
Schließlich sahen selbst die Männer ein, die Frauen müssen für sich selbst sprechen.
Because these were women meetings, and women issues are women issues. There's no way a man would pretend to be a woman.
Hier ging es um Frauen und Frauenfragen.
Our entry point was through the
der Mann kann dazu nicht viel sagen.
Capacitate them, sensitize them, why it's important for the women to also have this space.
Heute sind die Frauen unserer Gruppen selbstständig.
As I speak right now,
sie sind in ihren Dörfern hoch angesehen.
Women groups, we have economically empowered, are well respected in the community. Same community where they come from. For example, this other
die Frauen der Carpenter, Trockenfischprojekte, haben nun sogar Männer eingestellt.
They are employers of men. So they employ men, and their husband now because of the high unemployment.
Viele Männer in Zimbabwe sind arbeitslos.
So women are the breadwinners.
Wow.
So now the husband are taking care of the children.
In einigen Familien besorgen nun die Frauen den Lebensunterhalt. Die Männer kümmern sich um die Kinder.
But we always try to zero down with the women to say we should not be pompous.
Aber dies ist kein Grund, überheblich zu werden.
We have to be humble. I'm educated, but I always respect my husband. So we always try to have this fora that in as much as they now have all the material, they are able to fend for their family, for their husband, but they are still...
Respekt im Zusammenleben. Darum geht es.
So we still share all that, create that space to discuss that with the women.
Yes, Africa, Women's Forum 2015, podcast.
Whatever so.